Okay, hi, I'm Maya Stiefel, and this is Lourdes. What's your last name?
Vargas Reyes.
Okay, awesome. And we're just gonna do an interview. So, Lourdes, where were you born?
I was born in Passaic, New Jersey.
Okay, and your parents were from Puerto Rico?
From Puerto Rico.
And when did they move here?
They were about 16, 17 years old, so like in the 50s, like 19.
So they moved here like individually without each
other? Yes, individually, yes.
Okay, and did they ever tell you about like their experiences as being immigrants to America? So what was that like for them?
My mom says she used to wash clothes in the river. She said they were about 13 of them. And so yeah, there was like really no car where they all fit in there, so they pretty much just like walked everywhere. But they were in Puerto Rico, so it's not like it was just mostly country.
Mm-hmm.
They just talked about a lot. They usually just did a lot of things together over there, like cooking, sharing all the household responsibilities. I guess the most thing that was different from where I grew up is like how they used to wash their clothes and things like that. But they, when they moved here, I guess it seemed a lot different. It's more city, and it wasn't like over there, they ate mostly the stuff from like the fruits and the stuff that they grew.
Mm-hmm.
But they got accustomed here pretty quickly. I guess they finished the school over there and everything, so.
Okay. And do you think that like their being immigrants affected your childhood at all?
I don't think so. I learned a lot of things probably. I can't really say. I learned the things that they did. I didn't really do things anything different here. But I guess the foods that I ate would be different than if they weren't from there. So.
Mm-hmm. And so my dad told me that you have two kids.
Yes.
So do you think that their childhood experience is different than your childhood experience? Where were they born?
They were born here.
Okay.
They were born in St. Joseph's in Patterson. They pretty much were raised while I worked by my mother, so they learned like Spanish through her and her stories and things like that. I was able to help them more with like homework and things like that because I understood more, whereas my parents didn't really understand anything that I studied. So mm-hmm. That's probably about the only difference in growing up.
Okay, that's awesome. Did your parents go to college in America?
They both finished the school in Puerto Rico.
Okay, so then probably your schooling is pretty different than theirs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the schools in Puerto Rico, like if a teacher was out, there would just be no class. So yeah, it was weird.
Okay, and so what, I know that your position here is that you like take appointments. What would you like
call it? Well, I'm the manager.
You're the manager of the office.
So I pretty much just make sure that the office runs smoothly. I check out the people, I take the money. Answer the questions from all the secretaries, make sure that they're all doing the right thing.
Yeah, so you're the boss around
here. For this office, yeah.
Okay, so when you were growing up, did you know that you wanted to, like, do this job, or you never really figured that you would do this?
No, I kind of wanted to go work with dolphins. I went into the medical field. I thought, you know, there was a lot of potential for growth there. But I tended to like the secretarial part more than the actual physical part, like nursing part. So I like doing making the appointments and thing. I'm a fast learner, I'm a fast reader. I just kind of just like the interaction that way better. So.
Okay, that's awesome. So then when you were in college, did you know that you were gonna look for a job like this where you could manage an office?
No, I did my internship in a doctor's office and they kind of just hired me from there.
In this doctor's office?
No, I worked for Nachi Pediatrics.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when I left there, I came here.
That's awesome. So, like, if someone else wanted to go into your field, what would you recommend, like, studying in college?
I studied more for, like, medical assistant. I went to, like, a trade school. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential for growth. There's a lot of growth in this field. You have to like people. And what to study more, you definitely have to learn about the medical side of the field, because the more you know with the medical, like you would be able to help the patients a lot more. You know what's emergent, as to like, you know, what can wait. So it's definitely good to learn both sides. Like you want to know you want to know everything. You want to know how to take care of the patient. You want to know how to be able to, like, take their vitals and things like that, as well as to be able to make the appointment or tell, like, see what the diagnosis codes are and things like that. It's nice to know both sides. You can't really do one without the other.
Okay, that's awesome. So what is something that you think you learned while being on the job here at Tenafly Pediatrics?
You have to be patient. Mm-hmm. The patient is needs always come first, so they're always right. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure that you respect one another, because the getting along is, it's a big deal, because when there's people here that you have to click and everybody has to trust each other. You have to work as a family. That's important, because where I used to work, it wasn't the same.
It wasn't a good work environment.
It wasn't. It was for a little while, and then like when certain head people left, it was not a good place to work. So you have to. This place has patient care comes first, and that's important, because it's not the dollar sign. It's about the patient's health, and like that makes a big difference. I learned.
Yeah. What's something that you, like, think is your favorite part of working here?
Seeing the children grow up. You see them from babies, and then it's like 10 years later or 15 years later, and it's like, it's crazy to see how they grow. It's nice.
It's awesome. And what's something that you find challenging about working in this field?
Sometimes people don't always agree, patients don't always agree with something that you tell them, and it's like they make you out to be the bad one. And you just, you sometimes just get, like, bad reviews and stuff, and it's nothing that you really did wrong. It's just how they took it, and sometimes that's kind of, it bothers. But, challenging.
That does sound challenging. Yeah, I, like, really hear what you're saying about trust. Like, in the medical field, it's a lot of, like, trying your best, but, like, it's not necessarily, like, 100%. You just kind of have to, like, feel, like, each patient is an individual.
Yes.
And, like, every doctor is different and
yes.
has different care also.
Sometimes it's important when they have your back. Like, if you're telling them something that you were told, this is how we do things, and it's nice when they, like, defend you and say, yes, this is how, I'm sorry, but this is how it's done. Like, it's good when you have a good relationship with everybody. It's important.
Mm-hmm. So I know that Tenafly Pediatrics is expanding a lot at the moment. There's a bunch of new offices. So has that, like, affected your job here at all?
No, it's busier, but, it keeps you busy. It, like, keeps you not thinking, and it's good to have things to do. And I do my best to try to do them the right way.
Did you ever have, like, a favorite patient? Or, like, do you have favorites?
Yeah, there's definitely some that are a lot, they're nicer and sometimes they go out of your way. Like, they go out of their way to, they know you do a lot for them. And, like, sometimes it's just little things they say. Sometimes they'll just bring you a coffee or, it's they'll give you, like, a note, a thank you for all you do. That goes, like, you don't get those often, but for when you do it, it means a lot.
That's so amazing. Yeah, I'm sure, like, people really appreciate your job. So. Yeah,
it
like, this office wouldn't run.
I've been here for so long.
Yeah.
They're like, we just know you.
How many years have you worked here?
15.
Oh, wow. So would you ever consider, like, moving on to a different field, or you plan on staying here?
No, I think I plan on staying here.
Okay.
I'm not a young one anymore.
That's amazing. So would you ever encourage your kids to study and to go into this field?
Sure. It's a rewarding job. It's again, you have, potential for growth. You can start off as a secretary, could be a manager. I mean, it's a good job. It's good money. It's honest work. So sure, why not? You don't have to be the actual doctor, we're the ones that keep them going, so I would.
Yeah, it seems very rewarding.
It is. It's a good place, it's good people, it's good money. So yes, I definitely would.
Sorry. What advice do you have for someone who's entering college and, like, doesn't know what to study or doesn't really know what they want to do with their life?
Well, they should really think about what they like, because there's so many things. I mean, even if you like playing video games, there's things like, there's the designs and the graphics, and you should just really think about something that you enjoy, because that's important too. You don't want to just, like, my daughter went for one thing and did not like it at all and ended up, somewhere else. And, like, even if you don't know, just try for the basics, just do something at first, and then you can always change your mind later.
Mm-hmm. And what about for someone like entering the workforce?
Without like college?
I mean, with like after college.
Like after college? From what I understand, I see a lot of people who graduate and then can't find anything what they graduated with. So, I mean, as long as you're working and you're doing your, you know, an honest job and keep going for what you're dreaming about, you know, just, but work is work. It's you know, again, if it's an honest job and you're doing good, then more power to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, right now, I, like, got into college, and I haven't decided where I'm gonna go yet, and, like, I just kind of, like, the whole world is open to me, and I just have to, like, so decide on a path, yeah. Like, it's a really hard decision to make, but also, like, every decision is, like, a different life path.
Are you a freshman now, or are you just...
I'm a senior in high school.
Ah, so you're about to be. But that's the good thing, right? You can always start with, like, your basics, and then... what is it, mostly like your second year, third year, you decide, okay, this is what I want to do. Because like, yeah, because like my daughter didn't know what she wanted. She wanted to be a psychologist, she wanted to do music, so.
What stage of life are your kids at right now?
My daughter works for the city of Passaic. She works in the city hall. She's like a environmentalist.
Oh, that's really cool.
And it's really important. My son went to school for about a year for like mechanics and stuff, and he's working now. He's like, no, I don't like school. So he's just working. He's thinking about going back, but...
That's cool. So. Yeah, those are, like, very different paths.
He's in a... Yeah, he works for the shop right in Englewood. He's working. But, yeah, the manager there, like, really likes him and told him he can move him up as long as he does well, so...
Mm-hmm. And so, like, when your kids were growing up, did you think that they would, like, get the jobs that they got now?
Yeah, my daughter, I really thought she was, like, really going to go into music because that's all she, like, wanted to do. Music production is what she wanted. And, I mean, she studied it for a while and stuff, but she was just like, this is not really what I want anymore, you know. And then, of course, she fell in love, and then she got married. Now she has two children.
Oh, you have grandkids. That's so nice.
So, yeah, but my son was always... a tough cookie growing up. So I'm happy that he graduated and that, you know, he's doing well. So, I mean, and I always told them, you know, I always have their backs no matter what they want to do in life. I mean, of course you want them to do better than you, but, you know, they have to make their own decisions. I can only encourage them to do the best that they can do. And I have to just stick by them whatever they decide and hope for the best.
What's the best parenting advice you've ever gotten?
Parenting advice that I've gotten? Mm-hmm. Put your kids first, always. You always have to... Like, my kids are everything to me. And you want to protect them and you want to keep them safe, but you want to let them make their own decisions. I think it's important that you let them be who they want to be, no matter what it is. As long as it's safe and it doesn't hurt them, they need to spread out their own wings and make their own decisions. Because I know many parents that pretty much live their children's lives for them, and I've never been one of those parents. Sure, I mean, I would have liked them to have made, you know, better decisions with school-wise and stuff, but, I mean, my daughter's doing pretty good. She lives in an absolutely beautiful house, and, like, I don't think her life would have been much different if she would have, you know, gotten a degree in one of the things she wanted to do. I think she pretty much would have ended up in the same place she is now, so it's important that they do what they feel is right, their children.
Okay. And what's, like, the best advice, like, in terms of parenting that you would give?
Just that. Really, for my children, that's the best advice. Like, my daughter has children, is just always be there for them and accept them for who they are. That's very important. Mm-hmm. You have to accept, no matter what they decide to do, you just have to be there for them. Yeah. With a big smile on your face.
Is the experience of being a grandparent, like, completely different than being a parent?
Completely different.
What's it like? I can't even imagine.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, you love your children more than anything, but when you see, when your grandchildren, because you can always give them back too, you know, they cry, they're screaming, oh, here you go, you give them back, you don't get to stay home with them overnight. And no.
That's so
it's
fun.
A wonderful feeling. And, you know, you get to help out, and then you get to see them all over again growing up like you did yours. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's so wonderful that you get to live near your grandkids.
Yes. Very rewarding. I get to see them every weekend. She was just here. You just missed her.
That's so nice. So they come to Tenafly Pediatrics?
They come to Tenafly Pediatrics.
That's yeah. So nice.
I recommend everybody come to Tenafly Pediatrics.
I do, and it's been a great experience so far.
The doctors are great. I mean, again, you know, I worked somewhere else, and you see the difference when the doctors really care for the patient, actual patient care, and not just how much they're going to get paid. It's nice. It's nice to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, like I'm someone who is very interested in science and in medicine, but I think I'm like too squeamish to be a doctor. So I'm interested in going into something in like the medical field, but not necessarily medicine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm interested in seeing like what other job options are out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I wanted to be a nurse, but again, that also too. Like I couldn't deal with the vomiting and the blood and all. It's like, yeah, that's not for me. Like I wanted to help, but I didn't wanna, it wasn't for me, that part. So when I started doing, because we went to Berdan Medical Institute and you do the both, so when I did the internship and I did the front desk, I fell in love with the front desk aspect, and I really didn't like the back. So I was happy that they hired me for the front, because yeah. I did it all, but I definitely liked the front better.
Yeah. So my dad always tells me about some like wacky patient experiences that he's had. Like
your father's got, he saves them all.
Yeah. So what are some like wacky patients that you've had to deal with?
We've had some patients where just like they feel something's wrong all the time. Like it could just be the sniffles and they have cancer. It could just be like the smallest little thing, and they'll come. And they'll call like 3 times after that one time, and then they'll come the day after and 3 days after. I mean, those are the ones that are like, okay, enough already. Like they're just, those are really like the hardest ones, because everybody else is pretty. I mean, you have those that get mad because, you know, they have the balances and you tell them about the bill and it's like you're the worst person in the world. Those are hard to handle, but for the most part, everybody's been, we've had some pretty decent patients. The wackiest ones are those, the ones that, no matter what you tell them, they feel like their child is dying of cancer.
Yeah. Like, I've heard some crazy stories. Also, like, new parents are so anxious, and, like, they just call about everything.
We just, with those stories, with the kitties, the poop, that had the worms from the dog. Those fun stories.
I've never heard any
you
of those.
You hear them all. Like, okay!
Like children swallowing weird objects that they're not supposed to.
And then just pulling the beads up their nose.
Do you think that like working in a medical office changed your experience as a parent? Like worrying
well,
about different things?
You know more. You know what you should do or what you shouldn't do. And pretty much everyone, like my friends and my family, they always call me when they have some advice. It's like, I'm not the doctor, but okay. Yeah, they always call me for advice. So yeah, definitely. You definitely learn a lot. I mean, like you have to know, like when a patient calls, if it's something, listen, can I take this message, or you know, is this urgent, and should I get the doctor right away? So it's definitely good to know these things. I mean, definitely learn them along the years, but you know, it makes you a more calm parent when you know, okay, this is what this could be. Let me just wait and see. Definitely makes a difference.
Yeah.
And I just love working with children. I prefer a pediatrician. I worked for a cardiologist for a very short while, and I prefer pediatricians.
They have good patient, like, I don't, what's it called? Like, were they just...
Because they were just, you know, they
patient
were
care.
Patients, yeah. And then, I mean, I did EKGs for a little bit, and we would have these elderly women, I mean, like, in their 80s, and you have to have them take off their top and
oh my gosh.
Their bra stuffed. With tissue after tissue after tissue, and you can be like 15 minutes and they're still taking tissues out. You're like, okay.
But why? Who are they trying to impress?
So yeah, it's funny. I see a lot of weird things. But no, there is lots of parts of the medical field that you can do, not hands-on with the patients. And it's a good field. It's always growing. So definitely worth it.
Okay. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you off to now?
So